Hey, welcome my people to Wagwan Show. Kind of running a little bit, a couple of minutes behind, but it's fine because we can always do what we do. We still got hour and a half, just about. Be leaving early again, but it's okay. Alright, next, I'm going to start off with some oldies, but goodies. Check out this one. Check out this oldies. We're going to do a little bit of Desmond Ducker. I hate Mick. I'm late, but it's still great. Poetic Sam right here on the Wagwan Show. I won't let him scream out in your ears no more. Let's go, let's go. Maybe they are 7 o'clock in the evening. I make we'll call this show. Wagwan. Boy, Wagwan. Tell me, my people, Wagwan. Guess what? I see something on the internet. This guy, Andre, out of Jamaica, say he's got some secrets about the Prime Minister, and he's about to reveal it. But we don't know politics all, you know. That's all politics here. All right, now mommy, quick heart leap. Oh, we don't know, but I'm waiting to hear what that is. And I'm one of the biggest liars in Jamaica, Valerie Nita. She's been there like forever. And she says she's all the politics, but I was listening to it. Kind of interesting, you know. Kind of interesting. I don't know who's here, but I know it's not all Jamaicans listening to this show. But my name is Poetic Sam, and this is CRH Radio. We talk all kind of things here. Enough things. Sometimes Janet Lynn will come in and bring in enough things. But I'm going to go to the next one. That is Wagwan. That's the name of the show.
Wow! Goodness gracious! This one will give you the creep. Don't make your heart bleed. Say it one time.
What I don't see, heart don't keep. What you don't care to my heart is no fair.
What I don't see, don't let your heart bleed. Never let this one give you the creep. Yeah! Shake it up and move it all over.
The further you climb, the harder you drop.
Take your time till you reach the top.
You better take your time till you reach the top.
Yeah! Don't be like Humpty Dumpty, who sat on the wall and have a great fall.
Better take your time till you reach, my friend.
Hold your tongue, brother, hold your tongue. Say it again. Yeah! I tell you about it.
Do what you may. Say what you will, cause you are the one who's really gonna pay the bill.
You're the one who's gonna pay the bill. Down to your people and chill. Try to be cool and don't be nobody's fool. Come to school and get out your musical tools.
The further you climb, the harder you drop.
Say it again.
You better take your time till you reach the top.
Yeah.
If you walk too far, you'll have to walk again.
Never try to do that.
Better take your time till you reach, my friend.
Say that you don't need no walking stick. This one is exclusively grabbing. Grab it like a rabbit.
Do baba do baba day. Do baba do baba day.
Wow!
Do what you may.
Wow, 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 that's Dennis Walks, you know what I mean? The old time vibe. Doing very well, but did you know what I'm going? I make you know what I'm going to say. Mango tree leaf is good for your soul. Mango tree. The leaf then can boil tea. So guess what? All of us who are running around trying to find cure for this and cure for that, we have the whole thing in the Caribbean. And even here in the U.S. too. And anywhere mango tree grows, you can use that. So always, always something I'm telling you. I'm telling you, you know, them pretty mango, everything. This is Poetic Sam on the Wagwan Show. I'm going to give you a little bit of tidbits. I'm going to do my best, you know, because I don't know if my co-host is going to come on and maybe she's listening and she's just, let me see. But I'll be here till. Well, let's see how it goes. Let's see how it goes. All right? Hear how it goes, pretty little. So don't let them pretty mango stop you from boiling the tea. With the leaf, and we have all kind of remedies. So people, stop letting them fool you. Take the remedies because we have it all.
Wow.
Tell me something. How many new love or love will just start, you think? Or last will die in there in these times. How many? How much? Tell me. First off, we have to eat good food. We're going to try to make the best of the best of the best. But I don't know. It's kind of weird. Not too much of this is going to go on. It's dying there. Live with her till the dying day. Or live with him till the dying day. So much escape route is being planned before you even got into the relationship. And that's how I'll go on. Trust me, that's how I'll go on. But, you know, we don't know about the pretty looks. Everybody pick one for the pretty looks. We don't know what's going to be in the book if you have the pretty looks. This is CRS Radio and Poetry Sam right here on the Wagwan Show. One of two shows that I hear and hear. And I'm saying, let's just support Candom. Support Candom. On Saturday, I do unsigned artists. And let me tell you, I have some interesting, very interesting thing. Oh, yes. Very interesting. On Saturday, we're having Dr. Audley. He's going to be on here sharing some health tips, just like I started with the whole mango leaf. He's going to have a whole lot of stuff. And even after the show, you can get in touch with him. He'll show you some, he'll let you know about some stuff that works. He's a wellness doctor. He's not a medicine doctor. He's a wellness. But his medicine is real medicine. Medicine from the earth. You understand? So he's going to be here on Saturday, 12 till 2, with me on the show. Well, he'll stay for a good while. And this is Poetic Sam right here on the Wagwan Show. Like I told you, that's exactly Wagwan. Saturday, we're right with Dr. Aubrey. He's going to be here, right here in the ear chair. All right? So let me jump a little piece of old thing. Good evening and welcome, welcome. Miss Janet Lumley on the move. Miss Janet on the move. Lumley is here. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. How are yourself? How is yourself?
I'm all right. I'm all right. Here, trying to, you know, be on the move just like you.
Yes, yes, yes. So, good evening, good afternoon, good morning, wherever you are in the world. So, again, it's another Thursday, and we're on the move always, but you're tuning into Wagwan, you know, a weekly
yes.
series where we talk about what's going on, and every day it's getting interesting and more interesting every day. So Canada is filled with snow right now, like up to your knees. You can't even, although the snow stopped falling, you can't even walk outside properly because it's all banking, you know, and it will be like that, especially when it's this cold. I see it being like that for a good while. You know, so people have to be so mindful walking now, you know, proper shoes with grip. They don't have a slip and fall because that's another story there with slip and fall. Yeah, so, basically this is what, the second Thursday? Or no, the third Thursday in January. You know what that means? We're almost ending January, so next Thursday would be the last Thursday in January. Has anybody done their goal setting for the year? Because from experience, they said when January ends, it's the longest month in the year, and when it ends, it means that the other months will be moving like Speedy Gonzales, right? So we have to, that's why I'm always on the move, you know, we always have to be on the move. Yeah, so, you know, lots going on, the loom is moving, and would encourage individuals to just sign up. This coming Saturday, I will have Minister Brown on the Revolution Talk Show, where he is the best person to, you know, about the looming, because that's his department there, basically. You have a lot of information to share as it relates to the loom and stuff like that.
That's a guest to have.
So, you know, anybody want to tune in, Eglinton TV, this coming Saturday, and you'll be able to listen to myself at 3 o'clock with Minister Kenyama Brown on that network. So, you know, it will be very interesting talking about the glorious Lumi and where it's going, you know, what's in store for us African people and stuff like that. If anybody wants to tune into Instagram tonight, you know, that's another opportunity. Again, we'll be touching on the Lumi there because we're trying to promote it as much as we can. So every opportunity that we get, you know, we try to put it out there because it's new. So, you know, we're just continuing to encourage people to please, please, please sign up for the Lumi. So, Poetic Sam, what's happening on your side?
Well, on my side, it's going to be an interesting Saturday when it comes. Very interesting because I have Dr. Aubrey on my show on Saturday. So people, as you can see, you could start with my show on Saturday, 12 till 2, and when that's all done, go get yourself something to eat, sit back, relax in your ear chair, and get ready for Minister Brown with the Lumi. So lots of good information.
On the Revolution Talk Show. as I know with Dr. Oliver, you know, he's got a wealth of information as it relates to your health. You know, he'll have information to share there so you can tune in. And Minister Brown will be talking about the currency, you know, the loomy, where it's heading, what's happening with it, best places to be right now for us as African people. So I'm so proud to be a part of the movement, you know, and to make a difference. Anything new on the entertainment scene?
No. Really, I just have some projects for myself that I'm working on. I don't want to give out any information as yet. I'm close.
All right. Yeah, so they just have to, I guess, keep following and keep listening, eh?
Listening and keep following. And you'll hear. In due time, you will hear.
All right. All right, good stuff.
And you leave
you know, so...
more excited than me to hear what's going on. Because I'm already excited and it's not even there yet. So that's what
I'm there's
saying.
A lot. Yeah. You know, the year is just new. We just keep following and you won't miss anything, guys, people. You won't miss anything. You'll be educated. You know, the, every show, you know, whatever we can share. And it's going to be nice to bring in guest speakers, you know, instead of listening to us all the time. It would be nice to have one and two guests, to come in and just, you know, share what's in the community, what's happening. It doesn't matter where in the world you are. You could be in England, Germany, Africa. You know, it would be nice to just join us, share your thoughts, you know, what's happening. We need to know, by the way, we need to know where in the world you are. You know, we need to hear from you, right?
Right.
We need to hear from you. From around the globe. I think that would be amazing. Like 2 years ago, I started Why People Not Listen. It's a podcast, I know, because the year started. I'll be back on that journey with Why People Not Listen with Quincy, who is a comedian in the Canadian, in Canada, been in that industry for over 20 years. So tonight I'll be on... My Jeanette Lumley, Instagram, IGTV, talking about this show and whatever we're doing in the community, right? So we just need to follow. You know, we're asking you to follow, build up our following, you know, and stuff like that. You know, it will be greatly appreciated. And I also have a website you can visit, you know, if you miss tonight's show from IGTV. It will become a podcast. So is this show as well. So anybody who's missed the show, it's going to be converted to a podcast. So if you miss it, you know, you can watch it and also tell your friends to see, you know, to see what we do. I mean, I was so happy last week. Somebody told me, oh, I was listening to you and because my nephew is in Florida and he told me he was listening in. And listen to you, Sam.
Right.
So we're getting out there. You know,
we're
out there spreading.
Right here in Florida, and never listened before. We got it.
Right,
gotta
first time.
Gotta get a little closer.
Yeah.
So this is CIRS Radio. That's what this one is from now till. Again, I'm gonna go to 8:30. I'm trying to move it up so I can get out for a while, but maybe you never know. Never know. This is my second week.
Well,
I know. Drop 20 minutes or something like that, you know. So.
Okay. Well, I'll be heading out soon because I have to head into another meeting, but I thought I'd drop by before going into the meeting because I'm not sure how long that's going to take. So,
right.
You know, I wanted to drop in, you know, just to say hello and. You know, there will be lots of news coming forward as it relates to the Lumi, as it relates to what we are doing. Exciting stuff that is coming, you know, where you, the audience, can also be involved. Right? So we're looking forward to that.
Yeah, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. We don't bite the guest's heads here. We can't even see you to bite you. You know, we can only hear you. So come on in, you know, drop your tidbits and we're open. That's where I'm going, you know. We want to know where I'm going with you, wherever you are. Wherever you are. I wanted to, you're not leaving right away. I wanted to ask you a question or something. I don't know if you you heard it, Janet. I don't know if you heard it, but let me drop something so they can listen to. And we're here. We're not going anywhere. Just hang tight with us for a minute. Let this music go. Poetic Sam and Janet on the Move Lumley with you on the Wagwan Show. Delroy Wilson, I'm not a king.
I think it was getting a bit too much for me, and I didn't, but I heard that police went to his house.
Police went to his house?
That's what I heard. I don't know.
You know they were going to try to do something. I know somewhere, somehow. Somebody else is on the line right here. Let me see if I can identify. Hello, you're in on the Wagwan Show. Thank you for calling in. Hello? Hello, can you hear me? Can you hear me? Well, I guess that person not getting
no. Where are they calling from?
I don't know. The number is strange. It's all one. The numbers are all one. Never seen that kind of number before. Seven ones. Oh, wow. Wagwan, Wagwan, whoever is on the line, Wagwan.
Yes, and what is going on for people? So Wagwan means what is going on, what is happening, you know, around your area, wherever you are. And you know what? The show can be as exciting as we want it to be. So
exactly. Just
like how somebody was calling in just now, you can call in from wherever you are. And if there's anything going in your area, meaning if anything is happening in your area, let us know. Like right now, as I said earlier, snow is up. Depending on how tall you are, snow is way up.
My sister told me she hasn't been outside Sunday because there's so much snow. You know, she hasn't been outside.
Yeah. 500 buses didn't move. At TTC buses are the 500. But you know the most ironic thing what's happening? So last night, a house got burnt out. People died. Today, again, another house got burnt. Three children died in it. It's just, I don't know what's going. Yeah. It's very sad with these fires. I don't know what's going on. I really don't know what's going on in the city here, but there's some craziness going on as it relates to fire. You know, and an old lady passed away, 90 years old, and I heard that was last night. Then somebody that tried to rescue her apparently got caught into it, so now he passed away. And now these three children, 15, from 15 and down, apparently the parents left them home because I guess that with the homeschooling and all of that, I don't know what happened. There's three of them passed away. And you know, I mean, the lives of the older people, but can you imagine you have three children and they're all gone?
Yeah. In
a fire?
You can't fathom bearing that, just bearing something like that. You're just
How
to digest that?
How do you deal with something like that? You know what I mean? Like, that's hard. You know, to cope and to handle something. I don't know if I would be able. It's not even one. Three of them. Anyways, the city will be opening up again on the 31st to a 50% capacity. They're opening up a lot of places, and they're saying by February they're going to gradually open. And March, hopefully, everything will be open again. Did you see the news about England?
No. The only thing I saw today was this morning I was scrolling and I seen where the Fauci said that, I don't know what to believe or to think of these people, said that the pandemic has five stages. It has, and this is the first.
Yeah, well, I heard that, but England said they're not doing no more mandatory. They should stop the vaccine and all this stuff in England. No mask, no nothing.
People are fed up. They are just.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on, but, you know, it's a lot to cope with. It's a lot, you know, dealing with. And that is the reason that the show started with why people not listen, right? So I'm interested to know to see what the other host will be sharing tonight, you know, like white people not listening. So he, at times, he has some very interesting points that he made, you know, our comments and stuff like that. So I can't wait to you know, to just hear his feedback on what's going on. But, yeah, we, whatever we're in right now, we just have to be mindful, you know, of our surroundings, because the Omicron, they said it's airborne, so you have to be just so careful now with what's going on. They said it's not killing as many, but it's more contagious.
I don't know. Too much confusion. 1 minute somebody says
it is.
This and that.
Yeah, it is very confusing, but...
Nothing, there's no
again, that's the reality of it all.
I don't. It's hard. I'm just speaking from my truth and my experience. It's hard to believe what's going on because there's no consistency. None whatsoever.
That's why we're here. Wagwan.
Yeah. We want to hear Wagwan. The other person is still on the line. Let me give that to the track and see if they'll say anything. Caller, are you on the line? Hello, caller. I guess the caller probably just doesn't want to talk. Just want to listen. But that's all right, too. You can listen, you know.
That's okay. I mean.
No, we call. All right.
Yeah.
And the number to call is the one that's going. It's 661-467-2407. 661-467-2407. I know you're in Canada, Janet, so that's not a Canadian number. I'm really trying to see if there's somewhere we could do. We got it.
You know what? It can be done through like Zoom and all of that. You know, you can set up calls through Zoom or... It's just that it's something that you have to sit down to figure out which platform that you can actually have calling on.
Back, yeah, yes.
It can be done.
All right, let's drop music on CRS Radio. Janet on the Move, Lumley, and myself, Poetic Sam. We're hanging out here today and just, you know, we shoot the vibes and a lot of little different things and what we hear, and we like to hear what you hear and know what's going on in your town, life, your era. It's the Wagwan Show.
Most definitely, man.
All right.
Most definitely.
Very.
One extra.
Pretty when I touch you, and just you and your friend.
way I'm attempting to touch. I really, really, really want to touch you. But just like you
and watch that non-stop for years, man. I'm going to cry without tears.
Yes, Janice, we're here talking enough talk about enough things, just like Burr Banton. That was the man, Barris Hammond. So I wanted to, I just talked to your other people, person with Andrew Stevens. It's interesting because nobody's ever, as much as it's on social media, nobody's ever really come up with something like this. It's kind of different to me. It's not usual, you know.
It is, and he's not afraid. He's like, he's calling them out one by one.
And that's why
his name is Kevin. Not Kevin. Andre Stevens.
I don't know if they're going to try to, you know, and because it would be very obvious even if they tried. So that's why I didn't see the part about him, the police went to his house or something like that.
Yeah, I heard, because my friend follows him, and she was saying that they showed up there today or sometime, but he went in hiding, something like that. I don't know.
Of course.
I don't know how true it is. But, you know, Jamaicans can be like comedians, though, eh?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He takes everything as a, you know, everything is.
No, he's serious. I don't think he's taking it as a joke.
Mm-hmm. But
others are, I believe others are finding it funny. I don't know. Are very entertaining.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They probably.
You know, just, have you ever watched him?
I only, just through this, actually I was scrolling and I see the headlines, so I'm like, okay, let me look at this and here. And I was, you know, I was driving in the car and I was listening to it. I'm going, wow, this is rather interesting. This is rather different.
Yeah.
You know.
Somebody said to me that it's Kevin Smith. Comes out in him. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. He kind of, you know what? At first, if you really look at him, he does look like Kevin.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah, so somebody said that. Yeah, a reincarnation of Kevin.
There's so much.
Someone mentioned that to me the other day.
Yeah. So, you know, we don't know. We just know that there is just not as usual going on, especially with Jamaican politics. But it's so tied. It's so tied now that it's hard to ignore it because it's not nothing like it used to be. You know. All these other entities, you know, they say, oh, well, you're a spirit man and his wife. Then I just love it. Like, you know, but we're not going to dwell
on it. I know. There's some entertainment in there, too. And you know Jamaicans.
Yeah. Right. They,
you know, they're very entertaining. And that's one thing with our culture. You never had a dull, you'll never have a dull moment.
No matter what. I see something they made up, that guy, Devonjic Vic or something like the guy who got knocked out of Australia, the tennis player.
Yeah, didn't you see his name? Oh, says Novak.
Novak, and they call it Novak. I'm telling you,
People picked up on everything.
They just quick. Everybody's so witty. I guess sitting around doing nothing, you know, you find something to make you have that one. I thought that was so hilarious, you know. It's so hilarious. Yeah.
You know, when I saw it, I said, no, that's not his real name. But then when I saw it came up again, I said, that is his real name.
They split it up and then they did it. So it became
Novak.
Novak.
When I saw that too, I thought that was really funny, you know.
It's
all about mindset, you know, the mindset of people. Trust me.
Yeah.
You know, where people head is at. I heard next week the truckers will be heading to Ottawa, I understand.
Oh, yeah, I saw that as well, too. Meant to say that. We see people who tell us that Nafaguan, that's Wagwan right here.
That is something, I heard. And then what I heard is that there won't be breaking any laws.
Yeah.
Right. They will be just driving at leisurely, you know, not causing any problems. And it's nation in that, eh?
Yeah, which is good. Which is good.
Yeah.
Very good.
So that's a good sign.
Yes, they should implement this stuff. Some of us have to take a stance because all of us are not in the same
mindset.
Yeah, we're not all there. You can't say, well, this person, you know, because when you hear and how you see things and you hear from people about, actually people themselves who are saying, no, I'm sick, and no, I'm sorry, they're now relenting, you know, they're sorry, and they didn't know what they were getting into, but then again, sometimes I say, you know, y'all heard enough information to really know what's going on, but you didn't assess anything because you think you can believe what you hear, especially from the higher-ups, you know, you believe what you hear.
Yeah, but you know what? I am not going to condemn it because, you know, my argument is why mandate it?
Right. Yeah.
That's my argument. I'm not condemning it, right?
Yeah.
But why are you mandating it? That's a question I have. That's my only thing.
That's indirect force, you know, indirect force.
Everybody each of their own opinion.
But when you turn around and say something like, oh, well, Russia is pushing the people to do this, and we're going to go against and we're going to fight for them to make sure they have all the right. What about when you're doing this now? Isn't this comparable? Really, isn't it comparable when you mandating? It's just crazy.
I know. Mm-hmm. And then it makes you turn against government, politicians. Mm-hmm. You
There's
know, it brings all the worst in people. Yeah.
Well,
you know what,
like
but
I really think
yes.
it's a big statement to make, a very big statement, but I think the devil is just on this earth roaming around like human beings.
Yeah, he's on the loose.
Like
you
my
know,
sister
he's,
said,
he's,
don't,
he's,
he don't have to
recruit. What is it, Lucifer? Lucifer is no on the loose.
Yeah, he's on the loose. On the loose. Sitting around with, you know, cutting a tent and all who believe
yeah.
in
Well, he has always been on the loose, but no,
okay.
it's worse.
It's worse.
It's,
that's where we
it's
are.
Like,
not a good place. Not a good place.
Yeah, you know, you're just hearing things, you know, left, right, center. Everybody's
yeah.
just, you
yeah.
know.
Yeah.
And it's like people are now taking action, taking their own action. People don't
right.
care anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It's very sad. And then there's no example that will be set for the younger ones.
Those are the ones that worry about. You know, yourself.
Yeah,
your
me.
Own.
Oh, you? Oh, yeah. I'm
oh, yeah.
very concerned about them because they won't have. Because if the kind of leadership and if they don't have proper directions with what's going on, then that's it.
Yeah.
It's sad
well,
to say, but you know.
Very sad. Mm-hmm. Very sad. But.
Yeah,
I think everybody need a love like her. So I'm going to drop that one. You know, a love like her is a nice team. Nice.
Oh, what did you do for Martin Luther King Day?
I actually just, what did I do? I think
I saw you put out a post on it.
Yes, I did.
Yeah, but that was it.
I like. You know, people to let them realize, you know, one thing I've always been concerned about, how come they make all the other holidays, everybody, it's hoopala. Whenever the other holidays time come around, it's hoopala. How come they don't have no hoopala? But when I really
yeah, because I was even surprised when they went to his monument and I think, I'm not sure if those are his children or whoever, but I was surprised. It's just, you could actually count how many people were there.
Yeah. They it's almost like the government was pushed into giving the holiday. They don't respect it as a holiday because a lot of people open, a lot of people do. Just do their regular. They don't even pay any attention to it. It's a holiday.
Acknowledge
but it's
it,
not,
yeah.
Acknowledge it, man.
Not recognize, you know.
Yeah, I don't. Mm-hmm. I don't like that because I think he's of significant importance, just like all the other than Christopher Columbus was a freaking liar, and they give him a birthday, they give him a day. You know, what I mean, there's a lot of people with a lot less, way less. And he does that. They don't.
Yeah, he needs to get more acknowledgement. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's not.
But you know, it's so, just like with Black History Month, that is, which is what coming up soon,
yeah.
and it's the same thing. It's the entire month of February, however. We do believe that it should not just be that month, because once it ends, you don't hear anything about it again until next year.
Where
things happen around the city, but on February the 6th, actually, they're having, you know, Nathan Phillips Square?
Yes.
Yes, so they will be acknowledging Bob Marley's day down there
Monday.
With, I guess, flags. But also Dennis Brown. It's just the past few years I noticed Dennis Brown is getting some acknowledgement because his birthday is on the 1st.
Yeah, I think I went. I played on that stage.
Yeah, maybe on the day of. What day is that? What day is the 1st and what day is the 6th? Well, maybe it can be done where you can do the Thursday before or something like that. Just acknowledge them.
Yeah, if I find my calendar, yeah. It's just those things are just almost like we're shoved in the background. Too much of us.
As always, what else is new? As always. You know, in order for us to get there, we have to do it.
What is it? Yes, that's exactly what I was going to say. It's the 8th, you said, the 7:38? What date of February?
Yeah, the 1st and the 6th. What day are they?
The 6th. I know the 6th is a Sunday, and the 1st is a Tuesday.
Okay, what about the 1st?
The 1st is a Tuesday.
Oh boy.
Tuesday.
Okay, so after that, the second, you could feature some, probably do some stuff for Dennis Brown.
Okay, the Thursday is the day. I'd be on
the
here.
The second, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, the third. We'll have a short third.
Yeah, because I definitely will be recognizing them some way, somehow. They need to be acknowledged.
Yes. I am going
especially
to...
the young ones coming up.
Yeah, they need to understand. Get them understanding. No, I got like maybe about 20 more minutes to go, so I'm going to drop. This is CRS Radio. Janet Lum, On the Move, Lumley. I am Poetic Sam. Out here on Wagwan Show.
Wagwan.
We're gonna spread
what's
a love.
What's warning?
Some people say it like that. But...
He's smiling, and that's because of me. He's happy, I want the world to see. We're living ever happily, yeah. I'm wondering honestly, how could you not see that we are in love? How could you be talking to talk that stuff? All this time now you're feeling tough, but don't hate on us, on us. Looks like you need a lot like us, and you would know how it feels. Looks like you need a lot like us, you need some happiness still. Looks like you need a lot like us, you need some happiness for real. To break everything we build. Can't stop a love so chill. Don't hate on us, no. Looks like you need a lot like us, and you ain't all how it feels. Looks like you need a lot like us, you need some happiness there. Looks like you need a lot like us, you need some happiness for real.
Can't stand it. She give me love in the morning and in the evening. Anytime it can happen. Love is in the vibe. Oh, yeah, she got me there.
we don't have to try. That's why I love her.
Sound man, then again, at them right in a competition. DJ Kyle, come on, show it on a respect plenty. Mr. Farrell, R.I.P. respect till eternity. To all the sound them when I'm like a jump on. Make them know the sound sensation has knocked up in a man's team. Where I say? Sometimes I sound big and coop again, coop again. Sometimes I sound big and coop again, coop again. Again, coop again, coop again. Sometimes I sound again, coop again, coop again. Yo, sound sensation playing a dancer in a party. From the other day, sound guy a going crazy. He that selector say him want test Kimani. Kyle start laugh, nearly drop out him belly. Kimani get vexed, yo, you know him get angry. Kyle get mad and decide to go on nasty. Grab the microphone and say, listen to me now. You don't know we have dog play plenty. We play a sound and they must get buried. A sound a chat for them dead already. They never know them have to respect we. Fuck up you know before we kill somebody. Yo, a sound again, coop again, coop again. Sometimes a sound again, coop again, coop again. Me again, coop again, coop again. Sometimes a sound again, coop again, coop again. Maria man and him name is Ricky. From last month him a go like him crazy. Come home on in time after 7:30. When sun a shine and the near by them I see. Get me so vexed, he get me so angry. Thunder get mad and decide to go on nasty. Drape him up and say listen to me now. You don't know we have dog play plenty. We play a sound and they must get buried. A sound a chat for them dead already. They never know them have to respect we. Up you know before we kill somebody. Yo, I sound again, coop again, coop again. Sometimes my voice again, coop again, coop again. Yes, I sound again, coop again, coop again. Yo, I, yo, sound sensation. What you say? Show the sun and see around the place. The thing, turn up.
Yes.
Are you ready? You're ready. We'll take a roll for the road. Yeah, I know you got to go to another meeting, and I myself have to rush out as well in a couple of minutes. Like, oh, we cut the show half an hour short, but you're not missing anything. Remember, on Saturday, come right here for all the health tidbits about the Aubrey. Then, as quick as you're done, you want to know, you hear us, we've been talking about the Lumi. A lot about the Lumi. And then it will have Dr. Brown on her show and Revolution Doctor. So there's a lot of information for you on Saturday and me and everybody else that wants to listen. We have information galore all the time. We don't put them up. We keep them in store and then we sell them out to you. In these times, you need to have as much as you can. Right, Janet?
Yes, and we'll be having more guests on the Revolution Talk Show as well. We'll be sharing not just music, but other interests that, you know, could benefit the community. So tune in. Tune in to the Revolution Talk Show broadcast on Eglinton TV, are also It's Your Turn TV. Last week, my guest was Mr. Pike, which is an artist out of Atlanta, an excellent interview we had. And again, you can tune in to the Regulution Talk Show tomorrow to watch that rebroadcast again. So, you know, we're trying to get information out as much as we can, you know, in our community. So now that we have access to all these resources, I think we should utilize them to the best of our ability.
Take advantage.
Yeah, we need that. And that's why Poetic Sam and myself, we're already on that journey, you know, to ensure that we disseminate the message of, you know, in our community, because that's what this is all about. It's all community-oriented.
That's right.
All right.
We do it for the community.
So, yes, everything is all about community. Nothing else matters. So we need to get out there. We need to get ourselves known, you know, out there. Any suggestion? And guys, please send us an email. You know, we'll love to hear from you.
Yes.
You know, let us know what you would like to hear more of on the show. You know, see how we can work together. It doesn't matter where in the world you are. Just shoot us a line and, you know, so we can, you know, just, we're here every Thursday trying to reach out, but it would be nice hearing from you.
And we both have social media platforms. We on social media, Instagram, Facebook. I'm on Facebook as Sam James. I'm on Instagram as Poetic_Sam. So you can catch me there. And Johnny, where can they catch you on social media?
Well, Janet Lumley on Facebook. I'm on TikTok as well, OTM Business on TikTok, on Twitter, Janet Lumley, Instagram, Janet Lumley. That's where I'll be doing the show tonight with Quincy. Right, so we're everywhere. And not only that, if you type in our names on Google, we should pop up.
Yep, we should pop up.
Yeah, once you put in the name, because once you make a post, Google is good for that. You don't have to do no sharing. They'll do it for you.
Right.
So just jump on all the platforms that you can. You know, we're putting ourselves out there now. It's about time. We have all access to all different medias now. So please join us, you know, when you can. It would be much be appreciated.
Very, very much appreciated. And the number is 661-467-2407. And we just gave you a social media handle that you can access. All right? I'm going to drop the last song before I head out of here. But let's go. Queen Afrika is going to talk to you. She always a very interesting subject, Queen Afrika.
Yes.
Are you ready?
Are you ready? When the road is all off, I'll be standing taller to face the darkest and the hardest of times. We'll be taking care of all the children there are, but if it's required, we'll be on the front line. You can call me by my name. I am ready to roll. Once the rules remain the same, now the story's been told. Call me anytime. Never cop out. Lioness is on the rise. Don't you ever have done. Never say never, willingness forever to fight and be strong. Once it's for better, I'll write every letter and moving right along. And I'll roll with the punches, access changes, work with the formula, do what I have to do, and call me by my name. once the rules remain the same.
How the story's been told.
Standing taller to face the darkest and the hardest of times. We'll be taking care of all the children there are. But if it's required, we'll be on the front line. You can call me by my name.
I am ready to roll.
Once the rules remain the same.
How the story's been told.
When you are willing to turn, we have room to observe, to see if you can walk the walk you tell.
Yes. I'm taking off again, a little bit on the early time, so pardon me for interrupting the show, but we got to go, we got to go. Janet is always on the move, and I'm following right behind her, moving a little bit too. So we'll catch you next week. Again, I'm going to try to shift the show around a little bit, half an hour before or something like that. But for now, instead of doing 2 hours, you're doing an hour and a half. But that's it. We'll catch you on
Saturday.
All right, Saturday.
Everyone. Enjoy the rest of the week. Until
yes.
Next week.
Yep, we'll be right back here with the Wagwan Show. Enough things are going.
Yeah, thank you for listening.
Thank you. Come back and bring a friend. Stay till the end. All right? We'll catch you, people.
Right.
Good night.
Now special dedication to all dogs of dogs, dedicated to all top dogs, liberty crew. Man called Tony Kelly, the man called Robert, and while apart to ride and show. Curfew! Sometimes the back of some of them are rally back. We a road boy, you tell we no take back no chat. Sometimes the back of some of them are rally back. But we a road boy, you tell we no take back no chat. You full of big shots and can't defend that. If a jailhouse you come from, we sending you go back. You full of big shots and can't defend that. If a Bellevue you come from, we sending you go back. Cause with them there when they get so run hot. When we look in the food for the pot. Man of him 16 over him back. 45 and we have a rampart. When we move in, we move compact. Man, we take a couple store, couple bank and shop. And police, man, a top out we at. Judge, I know we have to run left this spot. Dan Dayati, dog at the data. When we come dance, all of a block. Mr. Summer rally back, and some of them dance back. We are road boy out and we not left a glock. And some are rally back, and some of them dance back. When they kill in the place, and the place of a block. With them there when Kingston run hard. When we look in the food for we pot. Kingston we there when my sub get shot. Kingston we there when Kappa get shot. Kingston
Kingston with there when a bird get shot. Man a Kingston with there when a cow get shot. Thunder can when him lick down flatter. Natty Morgan lick down flat. Jungle man spangle a rima man did hotter. And the uptown man them did hotter. And the river town man them run hotter. Firehouse man road did hotter. And the Finland man them hotter. And back bush man them did hotter. Warwicka Hill man them running hotter. Nannyville man them did hot. Mr. Summer rally back a some of them time sober. Them a road boy out way a bust up the Glock. Summer rally back a some of them time sober. Mr. Summer them a fryers and some of them a not. Full of pose and enough big chatter. When you buck them can't defend that. Running off them mouth non-stop. Bout them have up the 16 and Glock. And me shot in my cotton box. And the boy start run non-stop. Me talk cat from the mic and a chatter. And police come in a Jeep back. And them coming from Amman Barracks. And them coming and coming non-stop. And the road boy them firing shot. Busting the shot them bust it non-stop. Make me tell you them deaf on the attacker. Me talk cat round the mic and a chat. Mr. Summer rally back and some of them time sober. We a road boy out and we not left a clock. Summer rally back and some of them time sober. We a road boy out and we not take no back chat. With them there when Kingston run out. When we look in the food for the butter. And guarding poor people and dapper. When the politics flicks and dropper. When the bomber drop on out stopper. And every morning a dead man and spotter. And the youth them go school show shatter. Make me tell you them bend down flatter. And school book man it deaf on them backer. Mr. Cat in the yard and a chatter. When me chat dance all of a block. Mr. Summer rally back and some of them dance back. We a road boy out and we busting up the Glock. Summer rally back and some of them dance back. We a road boy out, we no take no back chat. Full of back chat and can't defend that. But if a jailhouse you come from, we sending you go back. Full of back chat and can't defend that. And if a Bellevue you come from, we sending you go back. Where them there when Kingston run out. When we licking the sixpence and Glock. Warwicka Hill man no take back chat. Jungle man them no take back chat. Garden man them no take back chat. Rima man them no take back chat.
We'll catch you people. Catch you on Saturday right here on TRS Radio, 4-6 AM Musical Turntable. Thank you for joining us. Have fun.